spending measure in recent months. The bill extends current spending levels and buys time for the two chambers to work together to iron out their differences over full-year spending bills. The family of Kristen Smart, who went missing from Cal Poly University in 1996, is suing the university for negligence, negligent infliction of emotional distress, and wrongful death. In 2022, Paul Flores was convicted of Smart's murder, but the lawsuit alleges the university never responded to reports of Flores exhibiting harassing, stalking, and violent behavior on campus. And if it had, she would still be alive. San Francisco's Stowe Lake in Golden Gate Park has been renamed Blue Heron Lake. The decision was made Thursday in a 4-3 vote by the city's Recreation and Parks Commission. The name of the lake came under fire recently when its namesake, William W. Stowe, a state assembly member in the 1850s known to have held anti-Semitic views and promoted anti-Jewish policies, was brought into question. The lake is popular with blue herons, thus the new name. Turkey's first astronaut, along with a Swede and Italian, launched Thursday to the International Space Station on a chartered SpaceX flight. Their escort on the trip, a retired NASA astronaut who now works for the company that arranged the private flight. Their capsule should reach the space station on Saturday. They'll spend 2 weeks performing experiments, chatting up with school children, and soaking in the views of Earth before returning home. It is now 7:01 at KZSD. Time for a check of Sonoma County traffic. That will say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff. Hello there, Olivia. How are you this morning, and how are the roads?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing pretty well. The roads are looking actually pretty good. We don't have really any incidents to report. If you are traveling southbound into Marin County, there was a crash a little bit ago, but the vehicles are moved out of the roadway. There is some residual traffic from that, starting just north of San Antonio Road, and it clears up just south of San Antonio. So other than that, everything's looking pretty good. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirap on KZSD.
Ungaro & Sons is your trusted home services provider in the North Bay. Their reputation is built on 4 generations of providing quality plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical solutions. They offer upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Ungaro & Sons is the name you've trusted for over 90 years. So now that you're ready to take control of your energy future with solar, you know who to call. Visit ungaroandsons.com today to find out more. Industry-leading equipment from Enphase, REC, Tesla, Franklin, and more. Installed by highly skilled licensed electricians. Reduce your power bills and gain independence from the traditional power grid while increasing the value of your property. And for a limited time, enjoy 10 years of free solar panel cleaning and maintenance. Ungaro & Sons. Plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar. Book your appointment online at ungaroandsons.com. O-N-G-A-R-O and sons.com. Simmer Claw Bar is a unique dining experience blending the bold flavors of Cajun cuisine with the delicate and aromatic flavors of Vietnamese cuisine. The result is a mouthwatering fusion of 2 distinct culinary traditions, bringing together the best of both worlds. Simmer Claw Bar offers a variety of seafood boils infused with the flavorful spices of Louisiana, while also incorporating Vietnamese herbs and aromatics to add a fresh and unique twist. Try it for yourself at Simmer Claw Bar. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
From the community calendar, enjoy all the crab you can eat at the Sebastopol Masonic Center Crab Feed on Saturday, February 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $70 for adults, $35 for kids. In sports, for the second week in a row, the Buffalo Bills are calling on fans to help shovel snow at Highmark Stadium in preparation for the Bills' AFC divisional playoff game against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday afternoon. Helpers will be compensated $20 an hour and provided with warming breaks as they help get the stadium ready for the game. And your forecast, rain moving in for today, heaviest this afternoon and into tonight, along with some gusty wind. Look for highs today in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain does taper off and eventually end. Overnight lows in the upper 40s tomorrow. On again, off again, showers through much of the day, highs in the 50s. Late Saturday night through Monday, we get a much stronger storm. Anywhere from 2 to 5 inches could fall across Sonoma County. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Popcorn Day. Did you know popcorn dates back more than 5,000 years? The first commercial corn popping machine was invented in Chicago in 1885. General Mills was the first to patent the microwave popcorn bag in 1981. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams in the morning on KZST. You either love her or you're wrong.
It is 7:09, just hit 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. A storm on the way, rain this afternoon about 2 o'clock. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
Alrighty, top entertainment news of the morning. We'll start with some new inductees for the Songwriters Hall of Fame. How about Steely Dan, Timbaland, R.E.M., Hillary Lindsay, and Dean Pitchford, who helped Kenny Loggins with the mega hit Footloose. The 2024 induction ceremony will be held in mid-June. And by the way, those who did not make it into the Songwriters Hall of Fame this year, Hart, Blondie, Bryan Adams, the Doobie Brothers, and Tracy Chapman. Also, more details are out about next month's Super Bowl halftime show featuring Usher. Okay, we knew that. Now we've learned Post Malone will perform America the Beautiful, and Reba McEntire will belt out the national anthem. And finally, Janet Jackson is hitting the stage this summer. She calls it her Together Again tour. She will start in Palm Springs and in Phoenix. If you want tickets, You want to go. She'll be performing at San Francisco's Chase Center June 12th. Those tickets go on sale today. And that's the Daily Dish here on KZST. One KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. I want to pass this story along. Neighboring Napa Valley has been named the number one trending destination in the U.S., part of TripAdvisor's annual Traveler's Choice Awards. However, remember, Travel and Leisure magazine named Sonoma County one of the best places to travel in 2024. We'll go with that one. Other spots that made the trending destinations: West Yellowstone, Louisville, and Nashville. And FYI, last year, the town of Sonoma was named top trending destination in the country.
Little tip. red velvet. I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup on, that's my sugar.
County's KZST. It is time to check traffic on this Friday morning. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Rona Park studio. How do those roadways look?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking great. We don't have any incidents to report, and traffic is flowing smoothly for your morning drive-in. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Miroff on KZST.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. I'm a white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now.
Time to think before.
KZST, TGIF. It is 7:21, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
Todd here with Heritage Roofing, and it's great to see the rain again in Sonoma County because we need it. And with that comes the question of my own roof. We actually just re-roofed my home, and it's a great feeling now knowing that we're safe, warm, and dry. If you're in a similar situation and would like a free estimate, give Heritage Roofing a call at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet today for these amazing deals. Get the grill going with Amada Valley grass-fed New York strip steaks. 10-ounce cuts are just $4.99 each. That's a savings of up to 52% versus traditional grocery stores. Also, bargain hunters, take note. You'll find a crazy deal on nourishing Welly body cream. 7-ounce bottles are just $3.99. That's a savings of up to 80%. Yes, 80%. You'll find deals like these and so much more only at your local grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet, bargain market. KZST.
is 7:27, 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. Just hit 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. A storm on the way this weekend. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's funniest social media post of the hour.
Well, at my age, the only pole dancing I do is to hold onto the safety bar in the bathtub.
Drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you.